Now, when I look back now, the blessings that have come, with its ups and downs, just was such a blessing. And so grateful, you know. And all the, I was reading, you know, Michael McGuckian's thing, you know, that he went everywhere he was asked. Well, it's the same with me, you know, I was asked to go. And every time it turned out great, you know. And it's been a real blessing, and you learn something new. And yeah, and you know, you're just filled with gratitude that that's the way it's gone.
And for yourself and your relationship with God, how would you say, having come here and lived here for 22 years, did that impact on it in any way? Did it deepen it?
Yes, I think, you know, I think when you're younger, you're sort of a bit, you know, and I suppose what training I had too was a bit hard and tough, you know. But I think I've mellowed over the years now to being very serious. But I think, you know, what you learn in a situation like this is great compassion. And just how what's happening in reality in the society and the culture impacts on the pressure put on people. I think the one thing I really did learn, I'd say from my internship on 1980s is the importance of compassion, trying to understand people. And it's really, you know, you don't think of it, but this is the gospel, you know. Jesus says again and again, it's an amazing thing he says, judge not and you shall not be judged. Do not condemn. And this is what Pope Francis is saying too, you know, and the importance of compassion for people and really understanding and taking them where they're at. And when I really got interested in the word compassion and saw the importance of it, it was very interesting to find. I found this site on the internet where you could put this word into the search engine and it would show you every book and every psalm that came up in the Bible. And it comes up in every psalm that this is how God expresses himself. He expresses himself as compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. And it's amazing when you look how this is repeated again and again. And of course, this helps us to understand Jesus because, you know, it's one thing for God to be saying, I'm compassion. But I looked then to see how the Jewish exegetes before Jesus, because they were very keen on looking and examined all this great stuff in detail. And the Jewish exegetes, before Jesus, they saw that God really could understand us from the inside. He could understand how we felt. He could understand how we thought, how we behaved and why we behaved, and how we suffered. And his compassion was that he was able to enter the person and help them carry their sufferings. And this is what the incarnation in Jesus is all about. He gets into our skin. He understands us from the inside. He does what's needed to understand us from the inside. How we think, how we feel, how we suffer, and how he wants to free us from all that and save us, really. So compassion is such an important quality of God, but it's there right from the beginning, right to the gospel. That's my understanding of compassion. Being involved and having studied, you know, become a psychotherapist and a counselor and followed the object relations school, what struck me was that how do you put compassion into operation? Well, it became very evident to me that when you are sitting helping a client as a counselor, you are being compassionate. You are taking the person where they're at. You're trying to understand them from their point of view, how they think, how they feel, how they behave, and helping to heal them and helping to support them in their thing. And that struck me that Freud, without being aware of it, has given us the tools of how you practically put into operation on a human level, to be compassionate to other people. That's why people are all going to counselling and therapy now. They feel they are heard, they are listened, they are not judged. But if you look at the life of Jesus, you will find all those principles which make for helping other people, like Freud discovered, of really listening to them, really giving them the experience that they've been heard, that they've been understood, that they've not been judged, and also been helped, that this is compassion. And you see all those qualities in Jesus 2,000 years ago, very clearly. You see, Jesus puts her into action himself. With the woman caught in adultery, and they all come on, they all want to condemn her. And he says, let him who was without sin throw the first stone. They all run away. And Jesus says to her, does anybody condemn you? No, sir. He says, neither do I. When the prodigal son comes back to the father, and he comes, and before he even gets out everything he wants to say, he's totally accepted. He doesn't be judged. So Jesus put into practice what he said about not judging people, something which is very hard for human nature to accept, but it's wonderful. And we have to pray for that. Every, you know, you have to keep working at that all the time. And I mean, I'm still working on the non-judgmental bit, you know, because when you realize how difficult that can be, how you can be very judgmental all the time, so say no. And it's the amazing thing which you take for granted if you read the life of Christ, how positive he was with people. It's very hard to be that way, you know, because you're always judging. You're always saying, oh my God, that if only he'd be different, you know, and you're always judging negatively. And it's a real effort to keep saying, now, hold on a minute. And that's, you know, the heart of compassion. But I suppose that's in that area, hopefully, I'm praying and I'm moving in that direction. I haven't arrived there yet, but it's so important in our ministry.